All right, let's set aside the music trivia and do some armchair travel. Not too far away today. And I have to start by saying, yes, you're going to recognise the name and the voice of our guest. And yes, it'll be the second time I'm interviewing him in a matter of weeks. But I hope you'll forgive the duplication when you understand why. Because this travel-related interview is partly a follow-up on our previous interview with Alex van den Heffer about tracking. We spoke a few weeks ago about his new book on the subject of tracking animals in the wild. And several of you mailed me afterwards very excited, asking for details, saying you wanted to buy a copy because you really wanted to try this. You felt it would elevate your experience of the bush on your next holiday. The good news is, if you are not that energetic and enthusiastic and you don't fancy the hard work of doing the tracking yourself, today I can offer you an alternative, because Alex is going to tell us about a new bush experience in which somebody else will do the hard work of the tracking and all the other hard work as well for you. It's an opportunity to experience the Kruger National Park in a very beautiful and intimate kind of way. Alex's business, World Trackers, is a co-owner of Kruger Untamed, which is a sustainable tourism business with concessions inside the main Kruger National Park. They've just launched a new seasonal camp called Sitara Plains, and it's a great pleasure to have Alex joining us again via Zoom to tell us more about it. Welcome back.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me. I know it's a great honor to appear so frequently on your show, so thank you for having me.
Clearly, you're a star in the making, Alex. No, thank you. I mean, it's just when I heard about this park, I thought this is the natural follow-on to that previous interview, because this is the opportunity to see some of your trackers in action and to have the experience of being completely immersed in the wilderness in a way that very few people get to experience. Even those who do go to the bush regularly, this is a very special way of experiencing it. But let me not get ahead of myself. Alex, before we talk about the new camp, tell us a little bit more about the story of Kruger Untamed.
Well, Pippa, it's a first ever in Kruger National Park where a concession has been awarded for a seasonal or quote unquote mobile tented camp that operates in the best months of the Kruger National Park's winter time. So the camp comes alive on the 1st of May and we run through to the end of September. We've got two magnificent locations, one Sitara, and in particular, one we're talking about today is the Sitara Plains Camp, mm-hmm. which is up in the central region of the Kruger National Park. Big wide open plains. It's known as lion yeah. country. In fact, some say it might have the greatest density of lions in the whole of Southern Africa. Big herds of buffalo, zebra, wildebeest. During the winter, you have the zebra and wildebeest moving, a local movement going from the north through our concession to the south. So it's just a fantastic place. And I must say, we're very proud, Pippa, because Kruger National Park holds its concessionaires to a very high level of environmental impact, mm-hmm. Or the lack thereof, the high level of responsibility when it comes to environmental impact. And we were just audited a couple of weeks ago, and we were the first ever concession to get 100% for our environmental audit. So we're very, very proud of that. And it goes straight to our philosophy of caring for the animals, caring for the land, and caring for the people that are involved in our business.
The people are crucial. And Alex, as you were telling us in our last interview, the people that you have witnessed grow as trackers and move through your tracking academy and go on to become professional trackers in wilderness resorts all over, not just South Africa, but all over the world. But there is a particularly special and close relationship with one of your colleagues that I know is very important to you to highlight in telling the story of this business and its development. And that's your relationship with your tracker and friend Rinius. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yes, no, that's exactly right. I smile when you ask that question, Pippa. Rinius and I were thrown together at Londolozi Game Reserve 30 years ago, and I was the guide, he was the tracker, and I came there as an all-knowing, all-seeing young guide who thought my training was enough, and I got taught a few early lessons. Rinius has become a mentor to me. He taught me to speak the language of Shangaan, which I'm now pretty much fluent in. Mm-hmm. We've written a couple of books together, and most importantly, with Gaynor Rupert, we started the Tracker Academy. So we've walked a 30-year journey. And, you know, Pippa, Rinius was born in what is today the Greater Kruger National Park in a mud hut. And I know the place. It's underneath an old jackalberry tree. And in 1969, his family was forcibly evicted from that location. And now he returns as a legitimate shareholder in Kruger Untamed, just a few miles from where he was born. So it's a story of restoration, human restoration. It's an example of the South African, never mind the American dream, the South African dream. And let me just put a point to you. We don't know any politicians. We went through the front door, and it's an example that any partnership, particularly partnerships between people who are different to each other, in this case, a white person and a Shangaan person coming together and creating a productive relationship where anything really is possible. And that's why I like to talk about it, because I want South Africans to realize that if we each just chose one person from a culture different to ours and formed a meaningful long-term relationship, we could change the trajectory of this country in a single generation.
Hmm. If you are listening to that, nodding your head and wondering who that wisdom comes from, for anyone who came in late to the interview, Alex van den Heerfer on the line to us again, talking today not only about his extraordinary experience in tracking and guiding and teaching the trackers of the future, but in this case, talking about his role as a co-owner of Kruger Untamed, which is a tourism business with a very, very strong ethos of sustainability, which has been granted this incredible opportunity of having concessions for a seasonal camp within the main Kruger National Park. Now, Alex, for those who have had the more traditional Kruger experience of maybe taking a hut at Sitara or driving between Lower Sabi and Skukuza on that famous river road and you know, self-driving, staying in one of the national park's huts, etc., it's a wonderful experience. But this experience of staying at your Sitara Plains camp or at the Chukwane River camp is going to be something very different. Won't you explain to our listeners what the experience involves?
Well, firstly, you can look forward to sleeping under canvas. And so when you go to sleep at night, you're going to have all the sounds of the wild, the hyenas, lions, or the insects, nocturnal insects, owls. It's so restorative to fall asleep with those wild signs going on around you, knowing that you're safely ensconced in your tent, in your high thread count sheet and duvet bed. And so what you can do that you wouldn't be able to do in many other places is that we are very focused towards going on foot and exploring our concession on foot with expert trackers, many of whom are graduates of the Tracker Academy that we've now employed, and being able to get onto the trail of a lion or a rhino or an elephant and actually immerse yourself in the actual practice of tracking and not just be an observer, but participate and practice your own tracking skills. So we're proud that we want to be able to give people a unique experience on foot. We are also allowed to be out at night for much longer than the public camps are. Uh-huh. I believe it's 10 o'clock at night we can stay out. So that's when a lot of the nocturnal life comes to life, and all the genets and the African wildcats, and lions, and leopards hunting. So, and then you get back to camp, and there's very good, heartily cooked South African meals there. And in the mornings, your butler will bring a warm bucket of hot water cooked on an open fire and pour it into your tent's shower head, so you can have a shower. So we're on both camps are on a riverbed, so you have a lot of activity of animals walking up and down the riverbed. The other day I was there and we had a mating pair of leopards doing their thing just outside my tent.
My goodness.
The concession manager sent me a few photographs this morning of a pack of wild dogs that came through our tent. The other day, lions killed two buffalo outside our camp. So there's high action in both those magnificent locations. And I think it's because we're a seasonal camp, the Kruger leadership were able to give us these two magnificent, really game-rich sites in which to operate.
Alex, as you've said, you're in the heart of lion country and apparently of leopard country as well from your recent description there. What do you do to ensure the safety of guests in a setting like that? Half of the appeal is, I would imagine, the kind of person who's going to come and have this experience wants to be fully immersed in the bush. But at the same time, I've already got someone saying that sounds a little too close for comfort for me. How do you get the balance right between obviously maintaining the safety of your guests, but allowing them to have a properly wild experience?
You know, First thing to say to answer that question, Pippa, is that these animals are not out to get us. They're not hunting us. They don't see us as food. Yes, there are incidents that happen, but when you look at the number of game drives and safari walks that go out and the number of incidents, I mean, it wouldn't even register. But having said that, all our guides are highly trained. They are armed when they go in the bush. When guests walk from the main area, from the campfire back to their tents, they are accompanied by our guides and trackers. We do have a electrified two-strand fence around the camp to just prevent mostly elephants from coming in. And that's not too much of a safety reason, more so because we don't want the elephants breaking our nice shady trees that hang over the tents. But all of the safety procedures are in place, as you would expect. And as I say, awareness, a great sensitivity to the needs of the animal is your first line of defense.
Yeah.
The weapon is actually, most of the time, you know, unless you're a professional hunter and you're used to shooting animals, and we are not that, the weapon is really irrelevant. You want to be on the front end of safety, and that's understanding what the animal is going to do next.
Mm. And that's where having an expert in tracking and guiding is obviously going to come to the fore. Now, Alex, as you've mentioned, it's camping, but it's more glamping than camping, because there are very few regular campsites I know of where you get a hot shower in the morning, brought to you by Butler. I should also mention proper king-size beds, proper linens. This is not sleeping on a roll-out mattress in a sleeping bag, as lovely as that experience can be. It's a very comfortable standard of camping, with all of your meals laid on, with all of those drive experiences. And Alex, the opportunity to be out on a game drive at night as darkness falls is such a special one. As you've mentioned, the little animals that you see then that you won't ever see during the day, and just the experience of looking for them and having your guides sort of sweeping the bush with their spotlight looking for the eyes that will brighten up. I've had that opportunity once or twice, and it's simply unforgettable in terms of how it makes you appreciate how much is in that bush around you that you don't notice during the day. Is that your hope, that the people who come here won't just go home and boast about having slept in the riverbed with the lions 5 meters away, but will perhaps have a different perspective on just how dense and diverse that bush around them has been?
Yes, exactly. You know, there are lots of beautiful game reserves and game lodges that offer wildlife experiences, and we acknowledge that. However, what we're trying to do here is immerse people into the nature's rhythm. We want people to wake up when the dawn chorus starts. We want the people to see the sunrise, to feel the humidity in the air, and to hear the birds calling, and to feel deeply, intimately connected with nature during their time with us. And so that when they leave us, they feel a sense of restoration. Not holiday is one thing, but coming back and feeling mentally, emotionally restored is where it's at these days. And so that's the kind of experience we want to give to people. When they come, they feel totally refreshed. They're not quite sure why. Mm-hmm. They're not quite sure what happened to them. It feels like they've been there 2 years and 2 minutes all at the same time, over a period of a few days. And so when that timelessness starts to take hold, then you know that the body is starting to restore. And that's the kind of experience we are wanting to offer.
It sounds absolutely incredible. Alex, how are the forward bookings looking? I mean, obviously, this is a limited season. As you said, it's for the midwinter, the winter months from May to September. Are you already booked out for the first season, or is there still going to be availability for people listening to this interview right now?
Yeah, so we have the first camp, Chalkwan, in the south, and now we're opening the second camp. So there's still definitely availability in both camps. We're a new brand. This is our first proper season. We ran for 3 months last year, July, August, September of 23. So we have space, but the signs are good, Pippa. We're getting mm-hmm. lots of interest. I think it's because there's just nothing else inside Kruger National Park that is like us. And we are reasonably affordable, actually, when compared to the type of game experience we're going to provide, and you compare that to many of the very, very high-end game lodges in the country.
And for those who are asking what that number is, a single occupancy, 7,400 Rand, and a double, 11,900 Rand. Alex, what does that include in the price?
So that's the international rate, I think you're quoting there. The South African rate is a bit cheaper than that.
Okay, that's good news.
KrugerUntamed.com is the website. You can get all the information is clearly published on our website, and you can even see how the occupancies if you want to plan your holiday. Yes.
Okay, so that's a lower rate for South Africans. That's good news, and that'll include your accommodation, all of your game drives, the tracking services, the food, etc. Last question then is how you actually physically get to the camp. Alex, are you able to drive yourself in through one of the normal gates and drive up to the camp, or do you have to be collected from an outside point? How does it work?
Yes, so we have two park and rides inside Kruger, very close to our camp. So you would drive to a point. You can enter through any one of the Kruger National Park gates closest to where you're traveling from. And then we direct you to a park and ride, which is about 20 minutes from our camp, where there's a safe place for you to park your car. And then we collect you in the safari vehicle and take you to the camps. And that's one way if you choose to drive. If there's flights, daily flights from Cape Town and Joburg into Skukuza, similar to Hoedspruit, and both of those airports are within striking distance, an hour and a half or so of both our camps.
Okay, and just to recap for those who missed the beginning, the camps are at Sitara, which is in the middle, sort of center section of the park, in those big grassy plains famous for their lion populations, as well as the Chokwan riverbed. That's one of my favorite spots in the park. The bird watching around there, I know, is one of the big highlights of that particular area. Just very beautiful, beautiful part of the southern part of the Kruger National Park. And if you'd like to experience it in this completely beautiful, unique and intimate way, the website to visit is KrugerUntamed.com. Alex van den Heever, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Our best wishes to both you and to Reneus Mhlongo, your partner. And I hope that this is going to be an ongoing success story for all of the reasons you've detailed about the natural environment it gives access to, but also for that wonderful story that you shared with us of the two heritages and two different backgrounds, diverse South Africans coming together to find a common love and make a go of it. And I really hope that it goes from strength to strength. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Pippa, and thank you. And as I said last week, please be my guest and come and let's have a conversation around the fire and listen to Reneus tell some magnificent stories about growing up in what was ostensibly the family of a hunter-gatherer in the 1960s and 70s. So you're most welcome, and we'd love to have anyone and everyone to come and stay and visit and experience this incredible place.
Make your bookings now. It's open from May to September only, the new Sitara Plains Camp run by Kruger Untamed. Once again, the website address, KrugerUntamed.com.